We're doing Chazonish, we're on page Chaf, paragraph Beis. The Chazonish have been discussing the idea of Torah and the ethics of Torah and Emunah and Bitachon being an applied science. It's a way of life. And it defines our ethics for us. And it will define for us when a person is in the right, when a person is in the wrong, when what a person is doing is ethical, and when what a person is doing is not ethical. One of our responsibilities when it comes to ethics is to implant within our heart this great fundamental principle. This is so important. Whenever a person encounters his friend, he has to calculate halachically who is the one who is persecuting and who is being persecuted. That's so difficult. Everyone always thinks they're right. How many times do people come in and argue? You know, Rabbi Feinstein used to give halachic rulings on monetary matters in his home. And then one day he stopped. Why did he stop? Because he gave a halachic ruling, and one of the people said, that's ridiculous, and bashed a lamp in Rabbi Feinstein's house. So when the person got violent and bashed a lamp in his house, he said, okay, this isn't safe for me anymore, I can't do this. And he stopped being a dayan. He used to...
True story.
True story. So... People, when people come and argue on monetary matters, they are convinced they're in the right. And very often you could explain them and you could tell them logically and you could tell them, look, I'm your friend. I have your best interest at heart. And if I'm telling you you're wrong, believe me. I have no reason to tell you this if not for the fact that I'm trying to be honest with you. And people aren't ready to hear it. People are so biased when it comes to their own money. It's very hard to talk to people, and you could talk to a person and tell them and explain it to him and tell them, you know, I took your case to professionals who don't know you, who have no reason to say against you, and they also said you're in the wrong, and the person is deaf, he's not hearing. It's very hard. A person has to develop this trait that when you analyze a question, is it right or wrong? The question is one. What does the halacha say? When you learn ethics, so then you know, part of being an ethical person is that you have care for a person who is being persecuted. And you get upset at a person who is persecuting. But things are so terrible that people sometimes confuse it. People will sometimes look at the person who is being persecuted and they'll think he is the persecutor. They'll look at the person who is the persecutor and they'll think he's being persecuted. Where do we encounter this most? You know where? In divorce. When people get divorced, so other people on the outside think they can take sides and they think they know who's in the right and they think they know who's being wronged and then they take sides and then they of course I'm helping the poor guy who's being persecuted. You want to know the truth? Work with the system the Torah gave you. And sometimes the system says, you don't know. I got a phone call one night. A woman calls me up and she says, Rabbi, you got to go and get involved. There's this home where the husband came in and he's not willing to leave. And you have to go and get some big people to convince him to leave the house. So I said, hello, my name's Nathanael Frankenthal. I don't know you. And why do you think that if a husband walks into his house, he has to be kicked out of his home? And she said, well, the wife says that the children are terribly scared of him. And so you have to get two big guys and get them to go and convince him to leave the house. And I said, why do you believe the wife? Do you have any reason to think the children are in danger? She said, the wife's telling me that the kids are scared. I said, why are the kids scared? And how do you know to believe her as opposed to him? And why do you think it's right to get involved if we don't know the truth? If you think there's a danger, let's call the police. If you don't think there's a danger, I'm saying, but you're calling me. You want me to get involved. Why? Do we know who's telling the truth? Do we know what's really going on here? I don't know. I don't know you. You're calling me and I don't know who you are. But you're asking me to get involved and wait. But how can we get involved if we haven't verified that it's true? But very often, if you get a phone call in the middle of the night and a woman starts yelling at you and saying, the kids are scared, you got to go convince the guy to leave the house, you got to go. People can get carried away. Proof of the matter is that two other people did. Two other people did go over there and tell the guy, two black belts showed up and told the guy, you better leave. And they decided that the woman was in the right. And they, I know because one of them is a friend of mine. He came to me a few days later and said to me how he did it. And I didn't want to embarrass him, but I was a little surprised because I was wondering, how do you know the guy did anything wrong? And from his story, what? No, he didn't know that you called me first. He didn't know. I didn't say anything. The guy just came to me and he says to me, you know, I had the funniest thing a few nights ago. I go, really? He says, yeah. I got this phone call and I went over to the house and I convinced the guy that he better leave, that he doesn't want me to. Halvai. But that's what Chazon Ish says. You want to be an ethical person. And being an ethical person doesn't mean you pick up your gun or you pick up your black belt or you pick up your stick and you run over and fight a fight where you don't know who's in the right. I was once walking by and there were two people fighting over a knapsack. And they were two adults. And one was literally trying to bite the other one. Like, they were fighting over a knapsack. And there was a crowd. And each one tries pulling the other one away. And someone asked me, why don't you help? And I said, I don't know who to help. I don't know the two of them. They're fighting. Whose knapsack is it? How do I know?
One says it's all his. One says right. Half his.
Each one says it's all his. That's my knapsack. They're both fighting over the knapsack saying it's theirs. So I said, if you can put them on hold, we'll get the police. And then we'll try to find out who has their objects in that knapsack. What proof we have. But who am I supposed to give it to? Someone's going to grab that knapsack and run, right? I might get a sock in the face in the process. I don't know. I'm not a big guy. But I'm...
Rabbi, don't put yourself down. Come on.
Easy for you to say. I got your elbow earlier tonight.
I'm sorry, guy.
Right?
I have a problem. Sorry.
At any rate, so that's the... That's what the Chazon Ish is saying. We have to, being an ethical person means I have to know who's in the right. I can't just say I want to help people being persecuted. The question is who's really in the right and who's really in the wrong. And until I know that, then I have to keep my strength at bay. And that's a part of Emunah u'Bitachon, where I say the applications of my Emunah and Bitachon is that I take the Torah and I apply it in life. And I say, that's the system I'm going to work with. Now I want to know who to fight for, so the Torah is going to tell me who to fight for. Yes?
So you're talking about, for example, you know, this thing, it seems like there's not to be